goes to Harlem.
Get you something to drink, brother.
It's E.T. rides the Underground Railroad.
Want to see me make all the white people disappear?
120 Fifth Street there.
That was fantastic.
It's the brother from another planet.
Man is a fugitive from a chain gang.
He's got radar for a mind, removable eyes, and a lovable smile.
Give me five, brother.
White folks get strange all the time.
It's John Sayles' dazzling and propelling comedy hit. It's the box office blast, guaranteed to open your eyes.
The brother from another planet, yeah!
Well, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 39, the continuation of our Black History movies. But
the finale.
Oh, hell yeah, the finale. Oh, that's right, this is the finale. No more blaxploitation films. That, oh, wait, I never said that. I can stop now. Anyway, though, I'm the phenomenal one. PoliceBossPodcast.com, of course.
Z, thefancritic.com.
This might be a little short show, people, because I got to go see that Liam Neeson movie. So.
What movie?
You're going to see that Liam Neeson movie. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, if I could skip out and do something to see Liam Neeson at his finest, beating up a plane full of people, that sounds fine with me then.
Your girl's in that.
Anybody could be in it. I wouldn't give a shit.
No, Lupita.
As long as Liam Neeson just beats everybody's ass on that plane and tells them, I dream Batman, goddammit. I know what I'm doing. What we're here talking about. Brother from another planet. The brother from another planet. Oh, my Lord. As I was telling Z right now, talk about subtext for slavery. When you mix sci-fi, aliens, and turn it into slavery, you get comedic racism at its genius.
I don't want to consider this sci-fi. I don't know what the fuck you consider this.
Well, technically, science fiction, yeah, it's some science fiction. They actually considered this to be an art house back then when it came out. That a lot of people were crazy because I don't know if you know the filmmaker John Sayles who created it. This guy's made like a lot of social satire pieces and shit like that. I actually think this is one of his lesser better ones, but a lot of people would disagree with me on that one.
He was in the movie.
Yeah, he was one of the slave owners. If you
this is the type of movie that you see people you know, like the grandma from fucking Family Matters, in this movie.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, exactly. Damn, I'm surprised you remember that.
I saw her. I'm like, wait a second, is that her?
You've never seen this movie, right?
No, I really don't. I really wish I didn't.
Are you? Watched a lot of blaxploitation, or have you seen a lot of them?
I kind of seen the list. I kind of like did some more research on what blaxploitation is, and they considered. I think the last one I really consider, they said Samuel Jackson's Shaft is considered it.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I mean, it kind of is in a way. I mean, it's not as crazy as something like this one, or a Dynamite, or anything like that, or the Human Tornado. You know, nothing like that.
Badass.
Woo! Ain't nothing like that or nothing, but yeah, I guess I can see that one, yeah.
So, give like an explanation exactly what is a blaxploitation film.
Well,
because I kind of looked at it, I'm kind of like, I don't really understand what it means.
Yeah, I guess, well, blaxploitation is, I know it came out in the 70s, it was something that
majorly, yeah.
Yeah, it was something big in the 70s, and the Black Caesar, I remember that film. I think that was one of the first, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Okay, so you can go ahead and correct me, because my facts ain't never right. You're the fat guy on here. but it's like pretty much, it's pretty much made to exploit the urban black audience.
Exploit?
Exploit the, like, you know, the, how do I say this without sounding racist?
You're going to sound racist.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, it doesn't matter anyway because I'm a racist. But, but yeah, when I say exploit, it pretty much just, like, points out, like, the stereotypes of, like, what black people do in, like, the situation, what it presents and stuff like that. I mean, there's a, if you see, like, you know how they say, oh, that's torture porn, you know, right?
Yeah.
Well, they'll say for, like, this is exploitation. Or if you hear the word exploitation in a film, but, you know, this is with black people and what they do with their tropes and shit like that.
Okay, so like something like Juice or New Jack City, would that be a blaxploitation film?
No, not really, because it's not centered around black people as much.
Okay.
The film has to be like all around centered by black people, and sometimes some of them go all out and try to make like a social satire statement with them. Like with this one, it made the statement of like the whole slavery thing and how aliens and pretty much is a different word for slavery.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought, especially at the beginning when he shows up and he's missing his foot for some fucking reason. I'm like, is that Kunta Kinte?
What happened?
When he was missing his foot, he's got that robe or something. I was like, is that Kunta Kinte from Roots?
Stole that from Roots.
They stole me. Okay, Men in Black stole from this movie.
Movies do is like they show you things like from other things.
Okay, Men in Black was ripped off from this movie. E.T. was ripped off from this fucking movie.
E.T. was ripped off this movie too, yeah.
Jungle Fever.
Yeah, Jungle Fever. Well, it's funny that you bring up that those movies ripped off from this movie, because, like, you look at this movie and you just go like, oh, this is supposed to be like a comedic hijink blaxploitation.
I thought so. I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be like anything taken serious or anyone in Hollywood that would recommend this or something like that. But then you name those movies that are high exploited movies that like people go out to see and spend a lot of money on, and they're ripping their genres and style off of a movie like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh like, God.
It's always got the juice, baby.
Oh, quick rundown of The Brother from Another Planet.
Brother from another. I wish they would have said that, man. They didn't say that. That was the only thing. I was like, they never said that once, or whatever.
Directed by John Sayles.
John Sayles, yes.
The funny thing is, the opening credits, it's just Joe Morton, the producer and the writer director. I'm like, that's three cue cards. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that before.
Another thing was, I remember when I first saw this years ago, I thought it was going to be a silent film.
At first, I thought it was like 10 minutes before you heard anything.
Yeah, because the main actor here, he doesn't talk at all in the movie.
No, and Joe Morton, who, if you don't know Joe Morton, he's the black cop from Speed.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, for me, I think it's harder to do a movie when you have no dialogue or anything, because you have to emote a lot of expressions. And I thought
he was good.
He emoted a lot of expressions to tell, and everything. I was just like, wow, I can actually follow what's going on of what he's saying and talking about. Joe Morton plays the, they just call him the brother. So
yeah.
I forgot what they called him at the end of the movie. Like, his name was Louie.
Yeah, I was like, where the fuck did she get Louie from?
And how smooth it is when he got that pussy though.
And the funny thing is, okay, his shirt was off, but those Men in Black guys, they stuck that thing in him like it looked like a light socket. I'm like, she never saw that? She never felt that? And nobody saw his feet? He had hobbit feet.
Yeah, like three toes and shit like
that. He had hobbit feet and nobody fucking saw it.
Was one of the Men in Black dudes. It was just like, have you seen his feet, right? Who did they ask that to again? I forgot.
Probably someone in the bar.
Yeah, I think it was somebody in the bar, the woman he was staying with at the apartment. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
He asked that one of them, and they just looked at him.
Who was that woman? Was that the guy, was that the one guy's wife?
The white woman?
Yeah.
You know what? I do not know that actress's name. And I tried looking it up, but I still didn't find it.
Because that guy that helped him, he was the same guy I was in Barbershop last week.
Yeah.
And yeah. He would look like a social worker or a job placement guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, he just takes us to his house. I'm like, is that his girlfriend? Wife? Because got a black baby?
They said it in the movie why, because she takes in, like, I won't say refugees, but I guess, like, poor people, but she's, like...
aliens.
Like, people that's, like, on the struggle right now, but she charges them, like, $50, so she's kind of like a room and board.
With a black baby and an old lady that she called mom?
Yeah, because that was of her husband.
Okay.
Her husband that went away. That was, because she slept with some black dude, and he went away, and they all came up from the South or whatever. He went away, never came back, and she got the child, and the mother that just doesn't go away, and still talk shit, too. Still trying to praise her son, even though he's gone, and yeah, she's still trying to talk shit about this woman. I'm like, damn, what a bitch. I'd have stuck her ass out, too.
It's
like a room and board to, I guess, to help make sense to take care of them.
And came out in 1984, budget was $350,000, box office was over $4 million.
Sure, not $350.
Yeah, it's a thousand.
I guess it was the 80s, huh?
And simple story is just this guy skeps slavery. He's an alien.
Before you get to this plot, did you see the poster first before you found the movie?
Is it the one where he's by Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
That's so horribly made.
I love that poster. That poster. He's looking off into space, just looking all confused at the statues behind us. Like, that has shit to do with
which, it's never... The plot is never explained that he is a slave or nothing like that. Never brought up.
Yeah, it is.
By those men in black?
Yeah, by the men in black and in the scene where they went to the history museum.
Oh, I must have forgot that one.
Yeah, you really forgot that one. He took the little kid, took him to the history museum and there was a...
Is that before the roof?
No, that was after the roof.
Oh, okay.
It was way later in the movie. He takes the kid to the museum and he shows him this photo of there was a slave. Had the same clothes he had on too in the picture. And it was a slave. And he was running from these two guys, and they had dogs chasing him and stuff like that. And he pointed at the poster and said, pointed at him and pointed back at him, and he said, pretty much, this is what happened to me and why I'm here.
Yeah.
And then he started pointing up into the sky again. I was just like...
Hey. Yeah, because everyone said, where are you from? And he just gave a thumbs up. Oh, Uptown.
Uptown. they called him a fancy Negro. They're like, you're a fancy nigga.
But two things I thought was hilarious. Well, three things. The two white guys that got lost in Harlem, they're like, oh, shit. They're like, oh, fuck. I'm like, it's daylight. I think you're fine. And then,
as soon as they started walking slower and shit, they were just like, "Oh, I think we're supposed to be. We're gonna make it this conference. This looks like Harlem."
They act like Harlem was like fucking like the most terrifying place in the world.
It was
probably at the time.
Yeah, at that time, hell yeah, it was the most dangerous, crime-ridden city at the time. So hell yeah, especially for a white person to be there in this time of racism that was going on.
Yeah, and then two parts I laughed out loud. The Fisher Stevens on the train, when he did the card trick.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, you want to see how the white people disappear? Joe Morton looks around, and they just get off the train. I'm like...
what stop did he say?
They were getting off the last stop for Harlem.
Yeah, exactly. And then all the white people got off. He said, then he came back, and he was just like, see?
and then when the men in black... we're meeting that girl. We're at the office, and she said all these forms.
Yeah,
that was funny. I like that one too.
Oh yeah, she's just like, and you gotta. And it looked like she stopped the form, but the dude kept looking at her drawer, and then she pulled out another form. He's like, you gotta fill this out, take a minute. They just had this look on their face and was just like, we'll come back.
And what was with this? Like before the brother starts having his crazy love session. And then you see the men in black just screaming like cats.
Yeah, exactly. Like, did you see their eyes too? Like,
what was with that? They did that again later on the movie.
I was like, what?
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I ain't gonna lie, that shit scared me. Because it came out of nowhere.
It did. I'm like, all right, we're gonna see some 1980s fucking porn. No.
I thought they were gonna transform into something at that point, right?
Yes, and they did it too when they got chased. And then when they were running after him, the one guy was like a ballerina.
Okay, wait, before you get there, go ahead and finish with the plot now before we get to that, because I know where you're getting with this.
Joe Morton pretty much crashes in the New York Harbor, and...
Did you see that cheap-ass special effect they used for him to crash?
That was pure 80s.
That was pure, they had, a background effect of some stars, and all you see is his spaceship go, bing!
And I don't know how he lost his foot. I have no idea.
They chopped that foot off!
Oh, he did? That's why, okay.
No, the slave owners, they're trying to say, slave owners used to chop, because back in slavery time, they said that slave owners chopped black people's foot off. Because so they couldn't run away, so they were making fun of that, saying they chopped his foot off and shit like that.
Other planet was just stuck in the times.
It'd be funny if you find out he wasn't from another planet; he was just stuck in Mississippi or something.
Time traveled.
There's a Blu-ray edition of this where he just like took a train instead of a spaceship and it's Harriet Tubman. That's why I like that scene at the museum where they were talking about Harriet Tubman and shit like that. And he was
Now I know. I remember now. You said Harriet Tubman. Now I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, she was giving that speech about Harriet Tubman in the train. That was that same shot from him coming from space, like the way they did. I was just like, wow, that really does fit that, I guess. So yeah. So, continue.
Yeah, and pretty much he just doesn't talk, and he can fix electronics by touching it.
He can fix anything.
Yeah, he fixed. I love the one girl. Fix my high heel, and I'll give you a blowjob.
I've been like, okay. I've been like, okay. I like what she said. It's a good deal, ain't it? I would have been like, hell yeah, it's a good deal. That's a cheap deal, shit, girl. Let me get this heel. Give me some Gorilla Glue real quick.
Wouldn't
you would have took that?
Yeah, well, she looked pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
For 80s standards.
Yeah, exactly. For 80s standards, and she was white, you know, so, you know, probably clean.
Yeah, that was after his, for some reason, he injected himself with heroin.
As soon as he ejects himself over here, did you see when they, because they was flash forward in the screen, and when it got back to him, that brother was sweating and shaking and shit. I was like, God damn, dude. And then they turned the movie into him finding out what drugs do to his people. So mm-hmm. He takes it up to the, as a, and they like to say in these black exploitation films, the man.
Yeah, and he pretty much kills him.
Yeah, because he drugged him with ammonia drug. He shoved all of that cocaine down his throat. I'd imagine that'd kill you.
He pulled his eye out.
Yeah. And I thought that was a cool technique.
Yeah, and that was cool when he was following that one drug dealer. He pulled his eye out. Nobody questioned his eye patch.
Oh, dude, ones that had me laughing out loud, though, was the cop scene. Remember there was a cop on screen?
Oh, the white cop?
Yeah, whenever he gave the, like, there was two or three, I believe, whatever, because once again, they tried to make a exploitation thing where of saying, like, when he saw the cop arresting that black dude, it's like, oh, he's arresting him for no reason, obviously, because it's a black kid in Harlem. But then there was other two of the scenes, like the first time where he robbed that store.
Yeah.
He was robbing it.
That was great.
He tried to give her money for the shit. <stuff like that. laughs> And the cop comes and he looks at the shoes and the badge and the hat and he robs. That shit had me laughing.
Was this pegged for a comedy?
Oh, what was that?
Was this pegged for a comedy?
It's an exploitation film. They usually all fall in the comedy realms. They're all supposed to be meant to be, like, funny because, like, you know, they're pretty much hit at the black stereotype of being true. So.
But when you got to the bar, that's where you got to the racial. Bill Cobbs.
That's when it got racist like a...
Bill Cobbs was the racist motherfucker there.
Another scene with the cop, though, before we get to that scene is when he sat down at that little porch when he's watching the drug lead, and then out of nowhere this cop just said, Bob, did you see him fixing his tie and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to ask all the black swollen bastards out there, how many black people on this site has ever fixed their shit up whenever they got by a cop or something like that?
Gotta look professional.
Right now. Fix your shit, look, make your demeanor look all night, you check your hair real quick and be like, alright, I don't want this motherfucker. You ever pull up to a black guy in a car and he sees a cop car and he sits up all straight and shit?
Like he's a white guy?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that had me laughing out loud, just the cop scene. But yeah, like you said, when they get to the bar, that's when it just gets like all out barbershop moment.
Yeah, oh god. You had what? Three main characters in the bar?
Four. The one that was playing the video game, you got Smoke.
The bartender.
Yeah, the bartender himself, Odie.
Bill Cobbs, and then the whatever fuck that guy was, his job.
The older guy that just kept just talking his ass off. Better not drink from that glass right there. Probably might get alien disease or something like that. They kept saying some shit like that.
Yeah.
We'll get Philomena or something like that. He's like, I'd throw that glass out if I was you. And he just kept talking. He wouldn't shut the fuck up.
And, when the fight scene, when that happened, oh my god, that was funny. That was pure, like, Three Stooges fight scene.
Oh, the magic of blaxploitation fight scenes. They always have a fight scene in blaxploitation films. It's like, oh, we love the Asian cinema so much that we're gonna, like, somehow incorporate that into the movie somehow.
It was...
They did that. It was the most cheesiest 80s fight you could see or whatever. They had the sound effects working and everything. You're just like, my god, dude.
Yeah, oh god, it was...
makes you want to not complain about the fight scenes we see today in movies.
Oh, no. Because nowadays, that would get ripped apart.
Exactly, because, oh shit. Unless it was written real. Man,
Yeah.
this is like written perfectly.
But it's just weird that he goes from, like, working in a vi arcade and gave that one girl playing the arcade like an orgasm.
I know that. She had like a goddamn seizure on screen or something. Like she had a seizure and an orgasm at once. She just, I like how her dialogue was. She was like, "Everything doesn't move fast enough for me. I wish things would slow down, but yet everything would still speed up, but I would slow down in this moment."
And he was smiling when he was holding that. I'm like, oh God,
That looked
is this
creepy.
sex for him?
This little white girl was playing this game, and this little black shadow just appeared over her shoulder. I was scared for that girl. I was like, rape, stranger
Yeah.
danger."
Stranger danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, yeah, exactly. Danger, brother. Danger.
And then he just hooks up with the. That was just weird. So he just randomly hooks up with the singer.
Came out of nowhere. Like they hit like all the blaxploitation marks. Of course, he's gonna find that black singer, and he falls for it. And they just sleep with each other, and then you never see her again. Hey, he played that smooth. I ain't gonna lie.
When he, when he, like, when she kissed him, then he just like, come here.
Yeah, exactly. No, like the way he didn't even have to talk, he just like did his hand like, come here. I was like, that motherfucker may can't talk, but he knows what pussy is. Like, take
Then he nuzzled up against her. I'm like, this guy's got some game for being an alien.
You started writing tips down and shit.
Yeah, I'm like,
I
don't
know, man.
talk.
Yeah, and you know what? That's gonna be the next move now when we go out. Whatever. Don't talk at all. Just sit there, see if someone sits by you, and just nod your head at him like.
No, I'll just be like, look at him, I'm like, come here.
Just don't talk. If she has to hear you talk, just nod your head like, oh,
I do, I do think Joe Morton was like, he was pretty good for not talking. That's a lot of props to him.
oh yeah, that's always a harder thing to pull off too. Like, cause like if he wasn't doing the things he was doing to make it like entertaining or charismatic or just like, it's like damn, that brother was smooth. Cause like that scene of him meeting this chick or whatever, it's like they didn't need that in there. That could have been taken off. But the way he handles it, it's like funny in a way. It's just like, damn, that brother is smooth.
And I wish they were like, they should have showed the sex. Could be like, he doesn't know what the fuck, how to fucking have sex, maybe.
That we know of. It doesn't even have a dick. That's all.
I know. Obviously, she was satisfied the next morning.
You heard what she said the next morning. She was like, damn, he was really good, man. He just looked at her and smiled. I was like, so you know what, see, I think we're wrong about that. I think they do know what fucking is on their plan.
He probably just put his hand on her.
His planet must be the home of the sex bots or something, because he must have worked that shit. Because that woman woke up smiling, was like, "Damn, he was really good, man." He looked at her and was like, the Old Spice guy." Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's a good thing. But over, I mean, the fight scene was corny and stuff, but there's really not, I mean, the plot, it's like just escapes the
Towards the
whole.
end, it started getting more all over the place with the plot as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
exactly.
lie, it's
What?
oh, 2 hours close to it.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours, I would say, yeah.
I was actually kind of bored a lot of the times.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was laughing at a lot of the references that were being thrown in here and shit like that. I was like, oh, Lord. I'm glad I wasn't born at this time. But, like, towards the end, it gets a little, like, misguided and shit because he tries to, the director, he tries to cram in a lot of, like, social statements that's going on and shit like that all at once, and the movie doesn't start out that way.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel like the movie has a potential going there, like when you see him takes the drugs and stuff like that, but yet you don't. For like another 20, maybe 30 minutes, you don't see any of that happening again. So you're like, oh, well. And then towards like the last 20 minutes, it all gets like crammed in that one 20-minute scene.
Yeah, like they capture him.
Yeah, that's a lot to take in for like the final act of a film.
Yeah, it's really not really a finale.
No,
There's
no.
really no real good ending. It just
It's
kind
like
of
a
ends.
wrap-up of every sequence that they brought up in the movie. So
Yeah.
it's like, okay, didn't have like a full ending. Finale of the whole thing, if you will.
Well, you get to the end, they put that like chip that kind of electrocutes him.
I'm not gonna
And,
lie, I kind of laughed at that ending where he just turned around and smiled or whatever. I was like, that nigga, I wish he would just say, still got it, don't I, America?
And all those people at the end, were they aliens?
You know, I was comparing it to the slave owner. Those were slave, like the Harriet Tubman crew.
Okay.
There was, because I remember they said it at the museum and shit like that, like how Harriet Tubman used to take a bunch of like some of her strongest, like, you know, African American men or whatever, and they would sometimes rebel against you know, the white oppressor for like, if they could outnumber that person, shit like that. So when I saw that, I was just like, oh, so they're putting some pieces here together. And I laughed at that. I'm not gonna lie. I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
And did those, the two men in black die?
Man, okay, now that had me laughing and shit. If you can't beat them, join them. That's what they did, dude. They turned themselves into one black man, if you remember.
Wait, what?
Did you remember when they shook hands and they killed themselves and they came back as a black man?
I thought they turned to powder.
They did turn to powder, but didn't you see the black man that was just standing there?
That was them?
That was them, yeah.
Oh my god. Wow, that went over my head.
Hey, Z, so that's why, like, they all started smiling at that dude. When at the end, there was a smile that was just looking at him like...
Well, the one guy from the bar was there, one of them.
Which one?
He had the beard. He had, like, a beanie.
No, that wasn't the same guy. That was a totally different dude.
That was not the same guy? It looked like him.
He was fatter in the bar.
Okay, it looked like him. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it did look like him by the face. But no, that was a dude that saw the dudes, the men in black guys, like, when they threw away those papers at that lady gang. He was standing across the street.
Okay.
So that was that guy.
Okay. Yeah, it looked like the same guy that was in the bar.
They almost fucking... I loved when those two men and black dudes turned to a black dude and then all the rest of them started smiling at him. I was just like, oh my god, come on.
That's how easy it does? Michael Jackson did it completely wrong.
Pretty much they could say, like, yeah, all you gotta do is blow yourself up and you'll be turned to charcoal in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They trying to say if you can't beat them, join them and you just become a wigger. I was laughing my ass. I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
If you was to make shit like this now or something, they'd be calling the racist card like a motherfucker on some of this shit.
Yeah, I totally agree. This, you'll be 100% racist on this.
Especially if they got like a full wide release order. People be like, oh my god. Like,
I wonder if this was Steve McQueen's inspiration to do 12 Years a Slave.
It definitely was. It was Steve McQueen's inspiration. Roots, even though it came out first. Roots.
Men in Black.
Yeah, they admired this and was like, wow, this is what we wanted to create. You know, this is something like here. Brother from Another Planet.
This is straight a ripoff of E.T.
Okay, you remember that scene where he was going into the apartment, when the guy was taking him to the apartment, and then the three kids, the gangbangers and shit like that, they were standing there like, Yo, cub, why you up in rags and shit?
Yeah, and he bleeds normal.
Yeah, he's like, you got pajamas on and shit, bro. What's going on? Take your shit off, bro.
He got his hand cut, and he was bleeding normal. I'm like, this is a different type of alien then.
Yeah, well, once again, they're using the word alien as slave, so you don't catch that.
So he's just an escaped slave guy from Mississippi?
Pretty much, yeah. If you can't catch that, then you're a goddamn idiot, Denzi.
So that means Mississippi has, like, spaceships and stuff, and they could fit.
Well, shit, that's where Scientology is, so, yeah, I was...
Okay, I believe it.
They believe they got fucking spaceships down there, so, yeah, sure, why not? you're missing the hidden message here, Z, so I don't think you get it at all, because you're white, so...
Well, this is my first Blackportation film,
plus,
so...
slavery to you was an okay thing, so...
I never said that!
Yeah, said it to me because
the white people are gonna get screwed in the future, so
you guys are already getting screwed. The Mexicans are screwing you guys.
Yeah,
Mexicans gonna get y'all, don't worry. They gonna get y'all, you just wait and see.
We got the black people to back us, damn it.
Y'all don't, we gonna be like, we don't know y'all.
Okay, we have the Asians, damn it.
Asians are team of black people.
Indians, damn it.
Yeah, I don't know about that either, bro.
White people have fucked people over for years.
You got the Eskimos.
Damn it.
Yeah.
We drill in Alaska for oil. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. You destroyed their site.
We're fucked.
Hey, you got the Middle East.
Russia. Damn it.
You got Korea. Oh.
Australia?
You guys really are fucked now, man.
Australia? We have the Australians.
Australians are racist against everybody. They don't like nobody.
So. Alright, we have the Samoans.
No, the fuck y'all don't. That's black people too, bro.
Oh, fuck. We're fucked.
Samoans are nothing but Samoan niggas. But,
we got Canada. Oh, fuck.
Hey, you guys are fucked, dude. You better start making amends here and get on your knees and start praying to your holy cross.
Oh, we're fucked.
So, brother from another planet, what would you give this seat?
Oh,
You sure this is your first black exploitation film? You haven't seen, like, Tarantino does exploitation films. He's never done a black one.
They said Jackie Brown might be considered it.
Yeah, he did Jackie Brown, so yeah.
Maybe I've seen it, but I just don't pinpoint it.
Kill Bill is considered exploitation.
Is it? But it's kind of a boring movie. It's like a lot of stuff. Like, without the main actor talking, it's really hard to keep an interest. But I do give Joe Morton big props for it. He did a great job. Everyone else is just eh. A lot of stuff happening, weird reasons, like him having sex and him giving drugs.
That's not weird. That's a way of life.
Well, looks like it was thrown in there.
Hey, sex has never been thrown in there. You can get some, brother. Why are you hating on the brother, Z? Just because he can get some pussy and you ain't? Come on now. Don't hate on the brother.
I'm not hating, but
don't play a hate, bro. Come on now. Let him get his pussy. Come on.
I'm going to give it 2 out of 5 stars. I was bored.
Yeah, because you're not. You're white, that's why.
Maybe.
Yeah, and you suck.
We're screwed.
And you suck. Yeah, for me, unlike Z, yeah, motherfucker doesn't have to talk or whatever. The characters here are black stereotypes at its best. I mean, they got the yo man in there, the hey brother, like, yo man, check out your pajama pants you got on. This one captures a exploitation film at its best. It is one of the 80s best films as well, too. The ending gets muddled because of the director here, which I'm shocked he would do that because he never does this in his previous work. He sticks everything in all in the last 20 minutes to wrap itself up.
Do you think it was rushed?
Yeah, the ending did feel rushed. I was like, oh, you should have dragged those. Well, not dragged those out, but you should have probably wrapped those up one by one. I think he was trying to do that just to make it seem like, oh, this is connected to that, but, you know, I don't know how smart the audience was back in the 80s, but,
we know that answer.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, never mind about
that. Audiences have not changed.
Yeah, so I was going to say, never mind then. I was going to say, audience nowadays are smart enough to know, like, oh, that happened 30 minutes ago, that ties in with this.
No.
Yeah, but people back in the 80s, I don't think they got that. People now may catch that, yeah.
May catch that.
Yeah, it's people like Z, they won't, because he's a racist idiot, but, you know.
I'm not racist.
Yeah, but yeah, I give it, because of the ending, I'm going to give it a low C. It. Yeah, this is one of...
Wow.
This is a funny fucking brother from another planet. If you catch all the stereotypes in here, check out the references they make in the background, too, as far as, and even, like, every little police marker that they make in there as well, too. Oh, my God. There's 3 that's on screen, but you'll see 2 more in the background that play an effect as well. Those are hilarious as shit to me. Because they're true. And just like Harlem, being in Compton is almost the same goddamn thing. So, yeah, low C it.
Low C it.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here. So I'm just gonna wrap this up with one question that I got here. I'll have to finish these up later. But Mac 2.0, he says, Blue Hybrid, gotta say for Barbershop that it's actually an okay movie. But it's mostly the kind of movie I just watch on cable nowadays. And for the sequel, well, that one's just meh. Not the best Ice Cube movie, but it's practically fine. Oh yeah, never saw a TV series, nor gave a shit about it. Oh fuck, I forgot about that TV series.
Terrible.
That was a Showtime, right? Or
Yeah, it was a Showtime show.
Well, same characters too, right? Except for different actors?
Omar Gooding was Ice Cube.
Oh great.
I'm not really sure. I don't think they had main people back in it.
You was watching that to get your street cred up, so?
I think I seen it, so.
Yeah, because you was trying to get your street cred? Trying to get your brother from another planet or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why you watched it? What the fuck was you watching that for? That's why I wanted to know. I gotta throw the race card on you now. Why was you watching that, Z?
I think I just watched it because I actually liked the original, so I just wanted to see what they're gonna do. And
that just pros on Z's racism right there,
baby. Oh my god.
Z is the ultimate racist, people. Sell that shit, Z. You was racist, man. Come on now. Go ahead and say it.
I'm not racist.
He told me 12 Years a Slave was the best comedy he ever saw.
I've never even seen the movie.
He's such a liar. He told me he saw it the other day, dude. He texted. I'll send you guys a text, people. Don't worry. Well, I'm going to put that up right there. You wait and see. I'm telling you this right now. Now, granted, the text is going to look a little funny because it looks like somebody forged it, but that's okay. That's how Z writes his shit, though. He's weird like that, though. Don't worry. He is a racist fuck.
It's the white man writing.
That's why me and him get along so well, though.
White man writing.
Exactly. I hate niggers just as much as he do. Anyway. Joking, people. I love my black people, especially when you're just as coonish and buffoonish as you were in this movie. But, people, that's been Throwback Tuesday, episode 39. I'm your host, Phenomenal One, MovieSportsPodcast.com. And, oh, by the way, happy Oscar time next weekend. Well, or this weekend coming up as well.
So. Yes, sir. Are we doing a play-by-play?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Yeah, sure, whatever.
All right, this is Z from thefancritic.com.
We'll do it the old movie spoilers fashion way, then. We'll how we handle our things whenever we have ties or anything like that. We'll flip a coin. I mean, we'll take votes and think about it. We'll have a discussion about it, and we'll go into it like we proper pull and pose as we do. So yeah.
Just do a poll for if they should do a play-by-play for Oscar.
Or we can just flip a coin like I usually do. All right, people. Later, bastards.
Later, bastards.
You can't compete, child, the dice is gone and